So tonight we're talking about the nature of attraction. Like, what is it that makes you attracted to somebody else? How does it work exactly? I need to know these things. It's driving me nuts. I mean, I don't understand how you meet someone, especially this whole internet thing. You know, the cyber thing is, it's weird. Because you don't have, generally speaking, any idea what someone looks like before you start talking to them. So by the time, if it progresses to that point, that you actually see their face, you've already made a determination as to whether you find them attractive or not, based on their personality. At which point, their face is, you know, gravy or anticlimactic, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what they look like by the time you see their face. Which is why, if you have a fantastic personality, I mean, oh, I like to be amused. That's my number one characteristic. I like to laugh. And I like people who make me laugh. I like people that I can sort of, what's that word? That interaction, you know, where we're trading little witticisms and we're just both of us being funny and, oh God, it's just incredible. It's hot and sweet and, I can't quantify it, I'm sorry. It's just, you recognize it when you see it. And I don't know what it is, you know. How come with some people I'm like this puddle of goop, just all over the floor, and it's like, holy shit, this guy is amazing. And with others who are, I'm sure, perfectly lovely men, it's like a handshake, and, you know, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out, because, I don't know, it's just not there. And you can't make it be there if it's not there. It's either there or it ain't. That's it. And I can't quantify it. I can't tell someone, you know, this is why you didn't make the cut. Because sometimes it changes day to day. It depends on my mood. I've come to the conclusion I'm actually quite a fickle creature. I mean, okay. My number one characteristic is that you must be funny. Because I like to be amused. I'm a bit of a narcissist that way. Yes, the world does revolve around me. I wish I was kidding. But seriously, I like to laugh. So, if you're funny, oh, that's pretty high on my list of priorities. I mean, you can even be funny and an asshole. I'll probably still like you. That probably doesn't say much about me, but it's true. I know it's true. I've witnessed the results of this truism in my life on many occasions. All right, second. You must be intelligent. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess because let's face it, I am kind of smart myself. I know that sounds, you know, full of it or whatever. It's true, though. So I need someone to play off of who's also intelligent and who can sort of keep up with the game, you know? That interplay of, oh, Jesus, that, where you're just amusing the shit out of each other, you know? That is fucking hot. And there's something about that irresistible feeling of being sucked into this swirling vortex of attraction and lust, and it's totally not quantifiable, and you know it when you feel it every single time. Now, I'll admit, I'm a bit of a slut, so I felt it a few times over the course of the couple of months that I've, you know, engaged in this crazy lunacy that is the cyber world, because wow. And I mean, really, this whole thing, it has me at an advantage, because I'm quick with a turn of phrase. I'm fucking amusing in print. What can I say? I am a writer. And damn, I am vastly outnumbered by hordes and hordes of men. I've got a freaking candy shop of unbelievably fantastic men who are funny and smart, you know, and they think I'm amazing, which is really cool. Sometimes it's good to be a girl. I feel bad for you guys, because, you know, you're fighting to get to the top of a very large heap of other men. I mean, let's face it, especially on lit. Oh, the testosterone is incredible. There's so many of you. You have to be really special and stand out to have anyone notice you. Whereas with a woman, pretty much all you need is a uterus and some tits, and you're like a superstar. Mm. So yeah, it's a playground out there, and the girls have won the war. Just because there's so few of us, but you know, what the hell. For the few of us that there are, damn, it's a fun place to be. So, I set up these rules when I first, you know, found lit and started playing and blah, 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 blah. So I set up these rules to protect myself, and I break them all the fucking time. Seriously, it's like, why do I even have the rules if I'm going to break them? Okay, here are some of my rules. Number one rule, do not play with men under the age of 27. Okay, why? Young men are fickle. I'm sorry, it's the truth. I know this. I mean, they're lovely and, oh God, charming, sweet, but they have the attention span of about 3 minutes tops, and then they're on to the next thing. I know that playing with a man under the age of 27, which quite frankly is the bare minimum standard for adulthood. You are not a grown-up until you hit 27. I don't know why that is. It just is. But I break the rule all the time, and oh, it's heady and wonderful and amazing, but crunch, you know? That's all I gotta say about that. Second rule. Don't jump into sex. I mean, you need to dance. You need to do that whole conversational. Now that one, generally speaking, I try to follow, because I've tried doing the whole sex talk with a complete stranger, and it doesn't work. I think it's because I'm, you know, a girl. And it's like, I need to know someone, at least a little bit, cursory amount, before I can say, yeah, let's go there, we'll talk about sex. You know? Plus, I'm into a lot of kinky shit, let's face it. So, I tend to kind of overwhelm men sometimes, especially in real life, because they're They have no idea what to do with me. Because I hate to break it to you, you know. People think that online you're different. Huh. This is me, guys. This is what I'm like in real life. So needless to say, oh, people have no idea what to do with me because I don't have a filter. Well, I do have a filter. I just don't care to use it because why should I? I don't understand this whole pussyfooting around nonsense. Like, I remember being on a message board one time and it was a board frequented by mostly women, like 99.99%. And so we talked about, you know, weird women stuff, you know, all that stuff that guys are like, what the hell do women talk about when they're alone? Trust me, you're not missing anything. Anyway, so we were having this long, drawn-out discussion on the nature of padded bras. Apparently, there's a large contingent of women who wear padded bras for the express purpose of hiding the fact that they have nipples. I do not understand this. Why would I want to hide the fact that I have nipples on my breasts? I hate padded bras. I'm just going to go on record as saying they are an abomination. They should all be burned in effigy because they're gross. And why would I want a nippleless boob? That's just weird. If it's cold outside and I get a nipple hard on, that's just nature, guys. I don't understand why I would want to hide that. Weird. Strange things. People obsess about weird shit. That's all I'm saying. I know this has nothing to do with attraction, but it's been bothering me lately. I've been thinking about it. I went bra shopping the other day, and she tried to hand me one of those padded abominations. Anyway, I set her straight. We're all good. So, I wish I could, you know, give you like a list of things to do to get inside that female mind, but here's the truth of the matter. The female mind is a moving target. So what worked for you last week won't work for you this week. It's just a fact. We like to keep you guessing. I mean, we're not trying to be bitches about it. It's just, well, at least for me, I've got an attention span of like 10 minutes tops, so you have to keep bringing me your best game, you know? And then hopefully you'll be able to keep up with me. And if not, well, it's a hell of a ride, right? Attraction is, oh, it's not scientific. It just is. And, oh, God, when it is, it's fucking incredible. Like drowning. Oh, God. Amazing, amazing stuff. Yeah. Which is why, of course, I keep coming back, throwing myself on the fire, getting burned time after time, because fuck me. That feeling when everything goes tickety-boo and it's amazing. Oh, God. And then, you know, you get to talk about really cool shit. I love it when a man gets me. Like, I mean, I'm kinky, I admit it. You know, I've got a fairly strong submissive streak. A little tiny dom streak. I'm into things like strap-ons, and I want to fuck a guy. So, you know, these are things that sometimes are intimidating to people in real life. So it's really cool that I can, like, you know, tailor my message for different men. And but when you meet someone who hits every single one of your high notes, that is a dangerous man indeed. Because all of a sudden you've met someone and they're gonna break your heart, and you know it. And you don't care, do you? Because, holy shit, it's gonna be a fucking awesome ride. So, the nature of attraction is convoluted, strange, ever-changing, and, yeah, don't try to stay up at night trying to figure this out, guys, because we'll be different tomorrow. And that is the end of this one. Have a good night.